It's time now for our student phenology, our opportunity for you, maybe, and by student, I mean anyone who is attracted to and perhaps looking at, maybe studying the out-of-doors. You don't have to be of an age where school is required. I think schooling is a lifelong pursuit. And I certainly know that I try to school myself every day on one or two new items. So if you are a school person, by all means, share your observations with us. Something's happening in your yard, and we'd like to hear about it. It's pretty simple. You just take out your phone, record it as a note or whatever, and it will ask you if you want to share that note, and you just click on the little share icon there, and it will end up, directing you to someplace, and then you can send it to KAXE, comments@KAXE.org, or you can send it to Jennifer, Jennifer?
Jennifer@KAXE.org,
yeah. Yep, and I am JLatimer@KAXE.org. Just get it to us. We will enjoy listening to it. We will clean it up in the event that you have a long pause or maybe you make a mistake and you want to clear that up. We can manage all of that. And if you are recording something, you're recording a note about, creeping bellflower. And you say creepy bellflower, and then you think, wait, that's not it. Just start over. Just say, and we were talking about creeping bellflower. We can edit out all of the errors right away and make you sound way better than me, for sure. That's a low bar.
Live radio does not have the edit.
No, we do not.
Record stuff, it's easy to fix up.
Well, for people like you, it is. I have zero talents when it comes to such things, but I could use an editor for sure. Anyway, funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade, Minnesota.
Hello, this is Isaac from the Church of St. Peter, Fellowship of the Keys, retreat to Long Lake Convention Center. The week of June 23rd through 27th, the weather was a roller coaster. We arrived with temperatures in the 90s, had one perfect day of summer weather, and then it turned cold and rainy, very rainy. The DNR lake level gag rose from 1.5 feet a week ago to 1.64. That's a big gain in a short amount of time. There is a lot to see in the wood and water, including rarity in the Bloomdorf red blackberry fruit is ripe. Woodchuck families are roaming campus, and red-headed woodpeckers were seen. At least three fawns were seen on campus, including one that looked freshly born. A Long Lake naturalist saw a female gander accidentally fly into a lake's pair of loons who were resting for the evening. The loons didn't like it one bit, diving under the water and attacking it from below. The merganser flew away unharmed. We had a great retreat, made lots of new friends, and we want to remind everybody to unplug and get outside and live connected.
Thank you, Isaac. Nice report. Lots of things going on down there. I think it's it was an interesting start. One perfect day of summer weather, and then it turned cold and rainy, very rainy. The lake rose 1/14 of an inch. That's a lot for something, or 1/14 of a foot, and that is a lot for something as large as a lake. That's a lot of water. Lots to see in the woods. Yarrow is in bloom. Dwarf red blackberry fruit is ripe. I think it might be dwarf red raspberry, but it is ripe and they are delicious. If you're wandering about in the forest, look down. These plants are seldom more than 6 to 8 inches tall. The berries are right there, and they're not very many. There might only be one or two berries per plant, but they are quite tasty. I've eaten a number of them, and I find them very, very toothsome. Red-headed woodpeckers, I would do some pretty outrageous things to see a red-headed woodpecker again. I can clearly remember where I saw my last one. I think we had a conversation with Pam Perry not too long ago about red-headed woodpeckers. They are not as plentiful as they once were. Fawns on campus, that's a kind of an interesting sighting, and one that looked newly born. That's very cool. And then the the incident between the loons and the merganser. All three, well, both those families of birds have fairly pointed beaks, but I would put my money on the loon. It's a bigger bird and probably a better swimmer, even though the merganser is no slouch. Besides hearing from the folks down at Long Lake, we also had a note from Chad Kaditz and the Instagram page that they had. They posted a video of two male northern flickers doing a territorial display and photos of newly hatched robins, hoverflies, and many more organisms. There's a picture of a little bird that they didn't get an ID on. There are house wrens, hoverflies, newly hatched robins, yellow goat's beard seeds, ragwort, northern flickers, thimbleweed, mouse-eared chickweed, and beard tongue. So there's a lot of things that are happening there. And if you are on Instagram, I would highly recommend that you go check out their Instagram page, because they do a great job of phenology down at Little Falls.
Yes, they do. That is a fantastic follow on Instagram.
And yeah.
Even throughout the summer, I think the students from the previous year, they're still seeing stuff and submitting to their teacher, which is just fabulous.
It is. Chad does such a nice job with the kids down there. It just surprises me that that he can... he relates well with his students, and they respond by sharing some really, really cool things, even through the summer. So it's amazing. And we have a quick report from our friend Sarah. Sarah sent along this note. She said, "We were excited to see our loon chick has hatched. We first spotted the pair and their baby on June 28th. It's tiny, and they are sticking very close together. We visited a large cluster of showy lady slippers along the road this week and noticed the fireweed was in bloom along the Esker at Scenic State Park. We also snuck up on a fox on the trail, and the soft rain was like white noise on the foliage, and we spent a good couple of minutes looking at each other. Axel and Pearl came home from camp on Tuesday, and they'll be back to their reports next week. Cheers." Thank you, Sarah. Always nice to hear from the new stocks, and it will be very nice to hear from Axel and Pearl again next week.